Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Former Bachelor Colton Underwood reveals he's gay.
I wish that I would have been courageous enough to fix myself before I broke anybody else.
His apology to the women. Plus, Bieber gets real about the struggles of marriage. And who knew Katy Perry and Miranda Kerr were besties?
I love you very much. I love you.
Could you be this close with your man's ex? Former Bachelor Colton Underwood drops a big confession. Justin is off, so Kim and I are joined today by Liliana Vasquez.
Hi, guys.
And oh, my gosh, she's the cutest pregnant person I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
Thank you. You are so sweet.
Like,
listen, you wake up every day, and like I said to you just now, sometimes the baby's over here, sometimes it's here. We don't know what's happening, but like my gynecologist says, anything goes. Carissa echoed that as well when it comes to pregnancy.
That's the answer to everything. Oh, it's fine.
It's
That's
fine.
Normal. That's fine. All right, let's get right into the big news that broke this morning. Colton just revealed on Good Morning America a big confession.
I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. And the next step in all of this was sort of letting people know. But I think overall the reason why now is because I got to a place where I didn't think I was ever going to share this. I would have rather died than say I'm gay. And I think that was sort of my wake-up call.
Well, you can hear the shaking in his voice, how scared and nervous he was to tell this news. Now, Colton revealed he had suicidal thoughts that led him to finally take control of his life and come to terms with the fact that he is gay and wanted to share that with the world. So what was your reaction to the news?
Well, I think for me, when I watched the interview, I felt so pained for him. I think so many people can resonate with this emotion, right? You are battling who you are for so long. And I think people around you are going to accept you and love you, but you have to accept yourself first. So I think his struggle resonates with so many people who are searching for their identity or searching for who they really are. And I was actually just really sad that it took him this long. Like, I always think back, like, you want to live your life for yourself, right? You want to live for yourself. So I'm just happy that he finally made the decision to share this publicly. And I also think, is there anyone better to sit across than Robin Roberts to share this with? She has so much empathy. So I just hope that people really rally behind him, especially Batch Nation fans, you know, and just support him through this. This is not easy to go through publicly, and good for him for finally speaking his own truth.
But shouldn't he have spoke his truth like before 20 some women? And he knew when he was 16, he knew his truth then. So why go on to such a large platform? If you have those struggles, struggle somewhere else. Don't put it out for the world.
Right.
Go date the women or try to figure it out. You not only, I feel like, deceit, even though you're going through pain, but you put these women through pain also. And I say that because I had a girlfriend. She dated a guy and then found him. We hear these stories all the time. And she found out he was gay. She's still in love with him. You know? And this is the thing is, I understand if you're having that struggle, but don't put it on a public platform and take other people through it.
Yeah.
You know that, okay, yeah. You're saying maybe this will fix me? I don't know. Because I have a friend who that's my husband, Wendell James. Mm-hmm. Gay as he wanna be, but I love him. I would marry him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I know his truth. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. My best friend. So you have to, I understand his struggle. And it was painful. But I think when it comes to the deceit part, if you know that, if he didn't know, say he was like, well, I'm just struggling. And he, you know, maybe he was bi-curious. He didn't know. He was figuring it out. Then definitely, my heart goes out to him, you know, with that struggle. Because I have a lot of friends who've gone through that struggle. And it's very difficult to come out. It's easier now, but 10 years ago, through your family.
Well, and his upbringing, let's take that into consideration too, because he said he knew feelings were different at six. He grew up in a very Catholic family, going to Catholic church. He has a really close relationship with God. I grew up Catholic as well. And if gay is against the religion. So if you grow up like that and you think that you are hurting, you know, your relationship with God by doing this. You know, he talked about he continuously prayed that he was straight. And he said he remembered the day he found out he was doing The Bachelor. He prayed and said, thank you for making me straight and giving me this opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a struggle. Go ahead.
It's a struggle. No, it is a struggle because I do feel for the women. It's frustrating for them, especially, you know, I felt for Cassie. She was in a long relationship with him. I have a friend, too. They were married and then realized that she wanted to be, the woman realized she wanted to be with women. And it hurts. But I will say that at least for my friend, and I hope for Cassie, that you don't take this away from the time that you had, because the love that you guys really did share is real.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. The love that Cassie, I believe, had with Colton up until it got really messy at the end.
Really messy. Let's not forget, it got really messy.
Yeah. And he does take ownership of that. Yeah. So that was nice to see. But that love was real, and that doesn't take away from your life experience. And I bet you learned a lot from that relationship. And I think Colton did love Cassie. I think he just also loves men and was trying to figure out where exactly he wanted to spend the rest of his life. And that's the kind of conversation with yourself doesn't happen so easily sometimes.
No, it doesn't. And I applaud his bravery, because it really is difficult if you're raised that way and you think the world now thinks that you're, you know, straight and that you have to go and say that you're gay. But the amount of people he has probably helped by coming out, it might have been pain for him, but he has probably saved a lot of little boys, little girls who might not have that courage.
Right.
So I applaud him for that bravery.
Yeah, and am I the only one thinking this? But we had to wait so long for the first Black Bachelor, mm-hmm. for the first Black Bachelorette. Isn't it time that we have a gay bachelor or bachelorette? And I'm not saying it has to be Colton. I think his time on the show has come and gone. But I do think,
come and gone. You're washed up, Colton. She's like, it's over.
No, all I'm saying is he's been through. So deceived with what went down with Cassie at the end.
I agree.
My first thought was, big announcement, ABC, GMA. Okay, right. So he's already in talks with producers. He's already got this big interview to reveal this thing about himself. Then, he's probably going to do, the first gay bachelor.
I was thinking.
But then I remember back, and just to refresh your memories in case you know, Cassie got a restraining order against him. There was a lot of allegations of things. She ultimately dropped it. They ultimately, I think, came to peace with each other, and they're all good. But I just don't think ABC would utilize him again in that role.
Right.
But I think there are rumors of him doing some sort of show with another network.
Really?
Yeah.
He's very handsome. Gay,
he is very
straight.
Handsome.
No, I take him.
Oh. Well, that's what I said. Silas David's already like, can you talk to him? Can you get him on the show?
Yeah, he is not going to be hurting for men to date. This is not going to be a problem. And he actually said that in the article. He hasn't had a romantic relationship yet, he said, with a man. But you know what? He's not going to lack for suitors. He's going to be just fine.
He's going to be just fine.
Just fine.
Congratulations to him. I feel sorry for the women, but they need to get over it. Because for all the women out there, whether he announced that he's gay and you were in a relationship with him, or he cheated on you with another woman,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter. matter. It really is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't for you.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. All right, it's all love between Orlando Bloom's current lady and his ex-wife. Katy Perry joined Miranda Kerr on Instagram Live to talk about Miranda's new moisturizer. And we just can't get over how close these two are.
You've got three kids and you're going to college and you run a massive company. It's very admirable.
Oh, thanks. But the kids are just, the kids are my number one love, as you know.
For sure.
It's the best thing in the world, being a mom.
It's the best job. It's the most fulfilling. There was no feeling like the feeling when, you know, I had my daughter. I mean, that was like all the love that I was ever searching for. It was like, bam.
Boom.
Well, I love you very much.
I love you. We better get back to our kids.
Okay, the whole thing was like a total love fest. I didn't know they were so close. I mean, I didn't assume that they had bad blood, but I didn't know they were like besties over here.
How cute are they?
I mean, what is the secret sauce to being friends with your man's ex?
Oh, this is so simple.
Oh.
This is so simple.
Okay. I'm listening.
Miranda Kerr is married to the youngest billionaire ever, Evan Spiegel. So Katie's got nothing to worry about. So, like, again, if she was single and still out there, I don't know that you could blossom in that relationship. I take that back. I don't know that I could blossom in that relationship. But listen, Katie and Orlando are happily married. They have a beautiful daughter. Yes. Miranda is married to a billionaire, and they have beautiful children together. So I understand now that they are in both different relationships, happily married with children, why wouldn't they be friends? I think it's challenging when the ex is still single.
Or doesn't have any children.
Or doesn't have any children and they share a child together. That's what starts to complicate the relationship. I mean, again, I'm speaking for myself. Some people just, you know, listen.
No, it's tough.
You're bigger people than I am. But I think it's hard. You share so much with your ex. And then to be that close to them, I don't know that I would let an ex in.
It all depends
like that.
On how they broke up. It all
really?
Depends. Yeah, I think, let's say, if it's like a tumultuous situation, especially if you will share a child and there's a lot of stress between your current guy and his ex, it's going to be hard for any woman to come into that and it be okay because she doesn't like him. So why is she going to like you? You're just an accessory to him.
Yeah.
I feel like it comes down to how nicely you break up, you know? And if you're able to co-parent well, then, and you guys have a good thing going on and you're really adamant about maintaining that positive energy between you two, then you will be more accepting of their significant others. But if you don't like the guy or you don't like your ex at all, you're not going to like anything that has to do with them. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they have a perfect situation. That's why they both have their separate lives and great lives and great guys.
Yeah.
I think absolutely what you said. If there was a child and one was, you know, single, it would be a problem because there's jealousy. I've seen them, not going to say any names, but there's jealousy. Until she had a child, then all of a sudden everything was fine.
Yeah.
I'm my baby daddy, I love all his women. Honey, I tell him to come on over. Now he broke up with one, and me and her are best friends. He was like, why is she over the house? I was like, because we're friends. She brings her dog. Our sons are friends. I was like, you couldn't keep the relationship together. I did.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I don't know. I feel
it
like
comes
even
with maturity, though.
I agree. I think that it comes with so much maturity. I think even if you had a bad breakup, like, I've definitely gone through bad breakups when I knew it was the best thing to break up. And even if I've called it off, I've definitely had moments where I'd be like, oh, I could never be friends with her. Yeah. I don't know. That's just like the petty Latina in me. I don't know. I just like want nothing to do with that. I'm just crossing you off. But you know what? Money solves a lot of problems.
Money does.
Yeah, money and nannies solve a lot of problems.
True. All right, you guys, still ahead. Justin Bieber is revealing why his first year of marriage was very tough. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The game wants the world to know he's old-fashioned when it comes to women. He tweeted, maybe I'm old school, but my woman ain't paying one
damn bill. Not rent, not mortgage, not a car note, not nails, hair, clothes, phone, or groceries. If you're taking care of home, cooking, life on me, period. There's also a little blurred part there, got a little graphic for daytime television, but you get the point. So is this a good deal or a huge mistake if you're his girlfriend?
Hey, guys!
Oh! Hey! I think we got a taker right here.
I can cook. I can clean.
But can you do the other thing that we had?
Oh, right.
I do it every day.
I can't do that
every day.
Every day, all day.
He's paying for your nails, your mortgage, your car, your insurance. He's expecting that at least once a day.
Listen, the game's got money. If this guy's gonna offer me this, then he'd be real rich, because you're not gonna be buying me like a 1996 beat up Toyota and be like, I got you a car. And
I'm right, but it's the game, honey. I know his mama too. He's so nice. But this is the thing, it is a job. It sounds good. Women don't understand. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. But it's a job. You have to, he said, you're taking care of home. Just like people, they always.
What about the people? Like, okay, I'm a working woman. I still have to take care of home. You're a working woman, and we still have to take care of the home?
But wait. He didn't say for you to work.
He didn't say you had to work.
That is your job.
Okay. But my point is, you can do both, right? We have to do both. I mean, most of us have to work, and we can do both. So I want this. Trust me, I'm not saying no to it. I would love for that.
We're all fighting over the game's offer.
Don't mess up my life.
But at the same time, you know, I need to be able to have a little bit of freedom. As long as I can still do what I want to do and you're not going to hold me back, then I'm all...
Listen, I want my dinner on the table. You understand what he's saying? When I come home, I want those kids dressed and cleaned up. I want dinner on the table. I want you at the gym working out in our...
I want you sexy at all times.
I want you sexy at all times. I want you handed and loving me and uplifting me and doing all that stuff. That is a job for a 24-year-old.
I mean, I will say this. He didn't say in the tweet that he was trying to make you a prisoner, right? He wasn't holding you hostage in his home. He also didn't say you couldn't earn your own living. He's just saying, I'm a generous person, mm-hmm. and I want to be old school, meaning whatever needs you have financially, I will take care of them. I think this is a dream scenario because if you work, do you know what I'm doing the entire time we're together? I am stashing that cash like a little chipmunk. And if we break up, I don't need you because I have a savings account that is bursting at the seams because I haven't had to have my nails paid for in 5 years. So I think this is a great scenario for someone.
To the game. She's an embezzler. I'm just going to let you know right now.
She's also pregnant with her husband's child.
I'm also pregnant with a baby.
But you know what? She can make something work, right? You can figure this out.
We could figure this out. Listen, we could have some modern family arrangement.
I think it's old school, and I say that because my daddy's watching. Hey, Daddy, that my father worked and my mother took care of the home. She had us dressed and ready when my father came home. We had to take off our play clothes and be dressed up. She had the dinner. Not that my father told her to. It's what she wanted to do. She took care of the bills.
She took pride care of the house. That.
Absolutely took pride in that. And then I think about me as a child, what I got from my mother. That was her job. She raised an excellent child. Look at me, y'all. I'm a little crazy, okay. But I had the freedom. My mother was there. I try to think about it. My mother worked. You know, I don't know how I would have really turned out. I'm not saying that was bad, but I really saw my mother. I didn't learn how to cook, but my brother did. Kyle, I know you watch it. He got to watch her cook every day. I didn't watch her cook because I was a tomboy. I was outside playing. But my father said, you stay at home and take care of the house. Then he doesn't have that pressure. When he comes home from working, he can eat, he can do this. We didn't have nannies and all that, no. Yeah. So I think that's what the game is saying, because I know him as a nice guy. He's not like a male chauvinist guy.
Right.
I think he's like, I'm gonna take care of you, baby. Because I do that for a lot of 25-year-old guys. I mean, 30, I mean, right. 40. Yeah, but I say, hey, young man, I'm gonna buy you a car and a little Adidas sweatsuit.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
The reaction.
What do you get for that? What are you getting for for that? What do you get? What is a car and an Adidas tracksuit
get? Let me tell you something. What you get for that? They cut your grass. They bring in a newspaper.
No, but Kim, I think you bring up a really good point, which is I don't know the game personally, but I think as long as the power dynamic in the relationship is balanced between the two people in the relationship,
good point.
I don't have a problem.
Wait a minute.
With,
what does that mean? The power
dynamic. Here's what I mean. I mean that as long as he doesn't hold
one person's the
over
complete
you.
Breadwinner.
Exactly.
Then because they say, well, I give you all these things. You need to do. You know, it needs to be an equal decision. Like, oh, we're gonna move to Orlando, and you're like, I don't want to move to Orlando, and he's like, I make the money.
Oh no.
We're moving to Orlando.
Because I know I've said that to him. I'll be like, oh, no, no. He's like, well, you can't buy that couch. Excuse me, it's my money. I'm buying that couch.
See, okay, but that's
why I'm by myself right now.
And that is when it starts to become
an
issue.
It's different between a man and a woman. Men like that.
How?
Women aren't like that. It's the male ego that if the woman is making more money. I think it's different. When your man is making the money, you follow the man. That's how it is. You follow your husband.
I disagree.
Did you not follow your husband and come out here? Don't make me put your business out here.
Okay, Kim, Justin Sylvester.
Kim, he followed me out, remember?
I got the story mixed up.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I think he forgot how the story went. But it was because I got the E job. Is he going to tell me not to go on E?
I mean, it depends. A lot of men wouldn't. What if he had a great job where you guys were and he needed to stay there? I mean, again, I think
you have to weigh. It's like, can you get your job out here? And can I get my job in Missouri? No.
Wait, to your point, I know a lot of women that are very successful and very financially well off, and they are the breadwinner in the family. And let me tell you, most men cannot handle that.
That's what I'm saying.
That is why my friends are still very single. It is hard to do.
I'll change my ways for you today. Thank you. It's been a great conversation.
So basically, game, if you want to support us all, we'll take
it. Here we are.
Sister wives.
Sister wives. Let's do it. Coming up, a first look at Kristen Cavallari's return to the hills. And there's already drama. Plus, the secret beauty treatment Nicole Kidman does on Keith Urban. Would you do the same for your man? We'll be right back.
That was funny. Yeah, we could be sister wives.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Baby news fills today's Hollywood Minute. Congratulations to Vanderpump Rules star Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor on the birth of their son, Cruz. He was born Monday, and Brittany tells us the labor lasted 26 to 27 hours. She adds that it was one of the hardest and most beautiful and rewarding things she's ever done. Queer Eye star Tan France is expecting his first child with husband Rob. Tan made the announcement on Instagram with this photo. He said with the gift of a surrogate, he and Rob will be parents this summer, and it's something they've wanted for years. Kristen Cavallari is making a fierce return to the hills. That plus all the kissing and breakup drama. Here's a first look at season 2.
There's been so much speculation about why we broke up.
Brody and I, we did kiss.
He's worked so hard for his recovery.
I don't know if he's sober.
I got a few more dreams to hash out.
To being reunited.
The Hills New Beginnings returns May 12th on MTV. Carissa, what do you think of Christian's return, huh? You don't watch?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to have to see her episode. I actually interviewed her recently, and I asked her about it and if she got the itch to come back after that one little taste. So that interview is coming soon. But, yeah, I definitely want to see Kristen back. It just feels like the original feeling.
What did she say?
I can't tell you.
Oh!
You have to wait.
Commercial break.
Okay, yeah, but it's coming on Daily Pop soon. Okay, it's time for Would You Do It? Nicole Kidman has a very hands-on approach to bonding with her family. She told InStyle she likes to treat Keith and her kids to a spa day where she rubs their feet and gives them pedicures. Would you give your man a pedicure?
No.
No, me neither.
What?
No.
Well, it depends on their feet.
No, it doesn't.
I will.
All feet get dirty.
No, but you put it in the water, and some of them are nice. If they got that second toe that's longer than the first toe, that's what freaks me out a little bit. If it's real long, and then I feel like it's a finger, so I call them tingers.
Right.
Your toe fingers.
I'm never going to get that image out of my head. A tinger? I'm sorry. Have you heard that?
A tinger.
Why is no one in the studio responding to that word? That is the grossest thing.
A tinger.
Oh, my God. I think that's a good name for it.
I think that's going to catch on. No, I'm not touching Shannon's feet for the life of me. And he wouldn't want me to either. He hates, like, his toes being touched.
Oh. Because here's the thing. You think, like, a foot rub can be sexy. I get that. Well, first of all, a man rubbing my feet can be sexy. Me rubbing a man's feet, not sexy. But think about what happens when you actually get a pedicure. Like, they use that little thing to get under the nail and clean out and do the cuticle cutting. No. Like, no.
Yeah, okay, you went way too far with the digging
in. No, I went real.
On morning television, you went way too far.
I kept it real is what I did. You were thinking, like, sexy rose petals.
Because I have a friend, my friend Mari, let me tell you something. She loves feet. You're watching TV. Say she's in the room. I'm telling you, Carissa, you take off your shoes, she'll wait a little bit. She doesn't really know you. She's going to come over and just say, oh, look, can I see your feet? And then she's just going to start rubbing them.
She will not.
No,
she will not.
Anybody watching knows Mari.
She's an actress.
Yes! She'll just be like, and she'll get on the ground and she'll just start rubbing your feet. She loves it. She loves it. She rubs her baby's feet, her kids.
Well, that's
the baby's different. Okay, you want to eat those little toes, those little chubby little toes.
I'm sorry, strange tingers are so a deal breaker for me. I'm sorry, I draw the line in strange tingers.
All right, you guys, after the break, would you change your baby's name if you regretted it months later? Can't wait to ask you about that. Plus, one of the stars of Younger is stopping by to get the scoop on the final season. Don't go anywhere.
Laughing. All right, it's time to put our heads together and answer internet's toughest questions. Today on Dear Daily Pop, an Australian mom is legally changing her baby's name after realizing she hates the first name she picked. She originally named her child Cash, but changed it to Reuben after 3 months because she felt embarrassed introducing him as Cash. Would you change your baby's name if you later regretted it?
Wait, I'm confused.
She went from Cash to Reuben?
Yes. Like, and Reuben is better than a sandwich is better than Cash?
Yes, in her world, yes.
Right, I thought she might have changed it to something like Bartholomew
like classic or something. Like Jonathan or...
I think Reuben's a more classic name. And where is she from? What did I say?
That was the UK? From, the UK. Cash, though.
I love the name Cash.
I think she had a problem because she saw that somebody sent her something that said cash where the money at. Oh, no. I think when she said the word cash, it didn't really mean, she was thinking of...
Like Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, of course. Like music legend.
Not money, but everyone else was thinking money.
Like cash.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's so funny because both children, we had our favorite names picked out. And then whenever we delivered in the hospital, we were like, well, we're going to see them and decide. Chase, we figured out pretty quickly because we've always loved Chase, but we took forever trying to figure out the middle name. Zoe, on the other hand... Oh my goodness. When I tell you it was down to the last second, the lady came in three times and said...
They won't let you leave the hospital, right?
Well, you can, but... So she was born right in the midst of the pandemic, and so they were like, yes, you can go home without naming it and you can do it yourself, but honestly, we don't know how it's going to work with the pandemic because you can't go in person, so it may be like a month before you can get your child named if you don't put the name right now.
And that stressed you out, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I was so stressed. And so we were literally, she came back four times saying, have you named your daughter yet? Have you named your daughter yet? And I was like, no, I haven't.
See, no.
And then finally we were like, okay, Zoe Grace is her name. We're going to do it.
That's a beautiful name.
I love her name. But I will say, because I felt so pressured to get that decision so quick for the first month, I was like, do I like it? Do I like it? I don't know. I'm getting buyer's remorse. I'm freaking out.
Don't tell me these.
No, you do go through that.
Don't tell me these things.
I would go through weeks. I'm like, no. Because the other name we loved was Harley. And so we would look at her and I'm like, no. Does she actually look like a Harley?
But how does someone look like a
don't do all this. Black people don't do all this. Your name is Baby Girl till we figure it out. Baby Girl! I was Baby Girl till I was 17. They were like, we'll name you Kim.
But this is why people don't share baby names, because everyone is going to have an opinion on what you decide to name your child. And does it really matter? No, you are the parent. You get to decide. And later on, if they turn 18 and decide they hate it, they can change their name too.
Yes.
But for now, like, no, you just, I don't, that's why I don't believe in sharing them.
Yeah. You have your name picked out?
We have one boy name, one girl name. We're not deviating from those, and those are going to be the names.
Okay.
I'm not monogramming anything. I'm Southern, so like, everyone's like, have you monogrammed? I'm like, I'm gonna monogram two sets of everything. What am I gonna do with the extra set?
Right, because you don't know if you're on a boy or girl yet.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wonder if people do that for dogs. Like, I went through a whole thing for the puppy. Joshua had to write down a list, and then you say the name, and you're just right. It doesn't make sense. It's not good.
Yeah, it
doesn't
work.
The puppy's name now is Dexter. But he
has it always been Dexter?
That's what I said, and it was the, you know, I thought about the murder, the show Dexter. I was like, But he had all these other names, so I think when you're naming a child, though, it's gonna go with them for life.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Have to really think about this child going to interviews. Are they going to be teased? Mm-hmm. You know, are they going to get a nickname? It's really a whole thing.
It's a big decision.
I had to make mine immediate. They were like, you got to put this on the birth certificate. And I remember I opened up the Bible. That's all I could do right that time. I opened the Bible and I heard the word Joshua. I was like, ooh, I can't go against the Lord.
It's so great. True. It's important. I was reading, so I read Austin Channing, and she said that her parents gave her the name Austin because when you put a male name on a resume, they knew that for her, that would open up doors that would have been closed for her as a female. And I thought, can you imagine? I mean, hopefully our children will never have to experience that. But you think about that, and a name really does impact so many things for the rest of your life.
Yes,
so
if you need to change it, change it.
Change.
I wanted to change mine to Kim Kennedy. So if there's a man out there with the last name Kennedy and you want to get married, let me know.
Make it your screen name.
That's too late.
We got to go to break, you guys. We'll be right back. Younger star Molly Bernard is here to share secrets about the show's final season, plus what it was like to be at the birth of Hillary Duff's daughter. She was literally there. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. We have to talk about the dark comedy Made for Love because Miss Kim Whitley got an exciting new role on it. Take a look at this clip.
Oh, your father has told me everything, which means you will never lay eyes on me. This way, Byron doesn't know who I am. You can call me Judith.
Wow!
You can call me Judith. So what's happening in this scene?
HBO Max has a show called Made for Love. Ray Romano's in it. Christian Milioti, fantastic producers. Let me tell you something. This is a very funny, dark comedy. And I play this nun who's also a spy. It is the craziest show, but hilarious. Christian is so good. I don't know if I could tell. Yeah, she has this thing in her head, a chip in her head, Made for Love. Her husband is crazy. He made her kind of, you know, you for me, I love you. I play, look at this, so good. And Ray Romano's kind of like my ex-boyfriend, like when I wasn't in the habit. I'm a nun.
Is there a weird doll
okay,
in the
there's
show?
A doll. Yep, there's a doll in the show, and that is my competition.
Oh.
Yes, the doll is my competition.
Well, now we're
Diane. So I got a little attitude with Diane. Oh, you gonna go with Diane, but you can't get with all this?
I get it.
HBO Max, it is streaming right now. They dropped three episodes already. It's four episodes already out.
Yay.
But please go to HBO Max and watch Made for Love.
Yes, I guess the final two episodes are gonna debut tomorrow.
Oh,
so that's
good,
exciting.
I'm waiting to see the last
one. Kim, I love seeing you up there.
I know.
It's like
she's
such
so
a
good.
We get such a it's like it's a different version
it's
of you, but I love seeing that range.
You know, it was exciting, and I thanked everyone for allowing me to do this part and to be with Ray Romano. I was a little nervous because there's a scene where I kind of like got to kiss him, and I was like, I'm about to kiss Ray Romano.
I'm sure you played it off well. You kept her cool.
Aww.
Yeah, Ray Romano's hysterical. He was lovely.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Ray, check that out. Okay, up next, younger star Molly Bernard is here to talk to us live about the final season of Younger. Stay with us.
Whoa, why are you dressed like a drag queen?
Excuse me?
I am taking over Diana's office while she's on her honeymoon. Also, can you please tell my mother that I don't have time to think about my 30th birthday?
Hi, Denise.
Hi. Oh,
hi, Denise.
We still don't have a fame.
All
Lauren, I can't deal with your neuroses, okay? I've got to go to Quinn's office and tell her that I don't actually want the funding that I asked for.
Oh, luckily you're still young enough to make mistakes.
Do you think it's a mistake to go back to Millennial?
And piss off a bipolar billionaire after she agreed to fund your company?
That's a look at the new season of Younger. And we have one of the stars with us now. Please welcome Molly Bernard to the show. So excited to have you. We love you on Younger. And we cannot believe the seventh and final season starts streaming tomorrow. How does it feel for this show to be coming to an end?
I know, it's wild. We're all so sad. It's been, you know, one of the great gifts of my life to be on this show for 7 years. I had just graduated from the Yale School of Drama when I booked this job seven years ago. So to think that like this is, you know, it's gone this long and we have these incredible fans and it's just all still a very pinch yourself every day kind of thing.
Well, speaking of your fans, they love you guys, and I know everyone is dying to know, is Lisa going to marry Charles, or are we getting back together with Josh? Just tell everyone what is going to happen.
I mean, I wish I could spoil what happens with Liza. I feel like longtime fans of the show are going to love the ending. I feel like the writers have done such a remarkable and elegant job, and somehow I think the ending will please everyone.
Ooh. Are you guys all at peace with it coming to end, and are you happy with that, or do you think you guys could have just done one more season?
I know. I don't know. I think we're all pretty bummed that it's over, but you know, all good things must come to an end.
Yeah.
And we've made family. You know, I'm looking at these sweet pictures you guys are showing. Like, we've all become such a tight-knit group that we all made friends for the rest of our life. You know, it was an amazing thing to do for 7 years.
Absolutely. I mean, we know you and Hillary Duff are super close, and you guys have been a part of a lot of each other's big life moments. What was it that got you to form such a strong bond? Like, did it just click from the beginning?
We just kind of immediately had chemistry. We're kind of an odd pairing. You know, she's like a global actress, pop star, superstar, and I'm like a neurotic, complete nerd. And I just think there was something like, we just kind of totally friend fell in love. I think opposites attract in that way.
Aww. For sure. And Hillary even said that you were actually there for the birth of her baby, May. How did that happen? Did she text you and was like, hey, are you in town? Do you want to drop by the maternity ward? Like, you free this afternoon? Was it casual or was it something that you guys had planned?
It wasn't casual, you know. we had talked about it. I came to L.A. so I could be here to be an extra set of hands. And she's just, I'm godmother to her other daughter, Banks, and I think it was one of the honors of my life, you know, to be supportive of her during a seminal moment like that in her life. And she's just so strong and graceful and makes even giving birth look easy. You know, she's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, by the way, congratulations to you as well on your engagement. Are wedding plans moving along now that the world is starting to finally open up a little bit?
We're thinking about it. We're getting there. I think it's a... now that the vaccines are rolling out, we're hoping we can do it later this year, but we just have to see what happens. It's all so day by day with COVID, you know?
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's so many brides and grooms and people just holding off on doing this, but Pride Month is right around the corner and you're actually starring in a new movie called Milkwater that dives into the complexities of starting LGBTQ families. What can you tell us about the film?
You know, I am so proud of this film, especially I'm so excited for fans of Younger to see it because I just play such a different person than I do on Younger. Mm-hmm. I play this, you know, very lost 20-something. She's living in Brooklyn. She goes to a bar and meets an older gay man and offers to be his surrogate, kind of right there on the spot, very impulsive. And the movie chronicles her journey of can she do it? Can she respect those boundaries? And it also really, you know, dives into how difficult it is to start a queer family. And ultimately, it's a really lovely coming of age story. And I'm so excited for it to come out.
Yeah, that storyline sounds amazing.
So
I cannot wait to see that. Thank you so much, Molly. We appreciate you coming.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's really, really nice to be here.
Oh, you guys, don't forget, you can see Younger. It's streaming on Paramount Plus and Hulu starting tomorrow, the final season, and Milkwater on VOD May 21st. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, up next, Hollywood's secret relationships. Do you know which star dated both Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Phillippe? The answer and so much more is next. Justin Bieber is showing off his tricked out tour bus, and even though his tour was canceled or called off last year, he still put the bus to good use by taking a road trip from his hometown in Canada to his house in Los Angeles. Justin featured the tour bus in the May issue of GQ magazine, and they're calling it a penthouse on wheels. Take a look.
I'm Justin Bieber. Come check out my tour bus. This is where I will sleep on the road when I travel. We got a shower. It has a steam feature in it, which is pretty cool. And then here is an infrared sauna, which is my favorite. There's some more clothes in here. There's some of this stuff too, which is, some of this is Haley's. Some of it's mine. We tend to share clothes.
Very cute. I'll take that tour bus. That is the way to do a road trip. Are you kidding me?
That's where I want to live. That's nicer than most of my New York apartments.
That's better than my house. Are you serious? It had the steam shower and a sauna.
And it was made of like that fancy bamboo.
Oh my God.
That's expensive.
I knew
life
I should have hollered at
Justin. It's hard, man. It's hard. That's
wow.
Awesome. Okay, you guys, it is National Ex-Spouse Day, and we are playing a game called Ancient Kiss Story. So I'm going to give Liliana and Kim two celebrities, and they have to buzz in and name the ancient connection or connections between them. Okay?
Is there a prize?
Yes, you get to brag about it all over your social media. Okay,
we will
start off easy.
Okay.
So we have Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Phillippe. What's their one connection? Is it Reese Witherspoon, Ashley Green, or Kirsten Dunst?
Go ahead. Oh, I can look at it right now.
I think it's Reese Witherspoon. And the answer is... Reese Witherspoon!
Oh! Okay, that was good.
I mean, I had a 33% chance of getting it right, so I just went with the buzzer.
That was good. So next up, we have Nina Dobrev and Nikki Reed. What is their connection? Kellan Lutz, Shaun White, or Ian Somerhalder?
You got a buzz.
Wait, y'all tell the rules. I know what I'm doing. Somerhalder. Watch this.
Is correct.
What is the connect? Were they? Does this mean that they both dated?
They both had a dog together. It was a mess. It was a whole thing.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
They're all dating.
Okay. So these next ones are a little harder. You still get two celebs, but there are three connections between them. What? Can you name the connection between Drew Barrymore and Dakota Johnson? Choices are Cameron Diaz, Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, Chris Martin, and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay. Should we team up for this?
Okay, go ahead. Let's go.
Okay, wait.
It
I think.
Talk it out.
Talk it out.
I want to move the squares.
But let's go with. It's a Luke. You think Gwyneth?
I think Gwyneth. Yeah. Yes.
Because why? Why do you think it's Gwyneth?
I think that Gwyneth and Drew are friends and rich, and I think that. She dated his. They were married.
Okay. So we're gonna.
So her.
Okay.
Gwyneth.
So we're gonna go with.
We're gonna need some answers, guys.
We're gonna go
Gwyneth.
With Gwyneth.
No, you gotta have all three. Okay.
Gwyneth, Luke, and Chris.
Very good, Kim.
We were getting there.
Let's move on to Cindy Crawford and Katie Holmes. We have Cher, Richard Gere, Penelope Cruz, Val Kilmer, and Tom Cruise. Who can figure out the kiss story?
This is the same question, but
20 seconds. Okay.
They were all drunk at a party and they all kissed.
Yes.
Yep, boom. That's it.
Tom Cruise.
Okay, Val Kilmer, Cher, Tom Cruise. That's it.
Bye,
guys.
Tom Cruise.
isn't bad.